This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 28th of March to the 3rd of April. Stally Distribution smashes assumptions about Linux. From Infoworld.com. The first public version of Stally, a Linux distribution built to be as fast and small as possible, has been released after several years of work. This first release of the entire Stally OS fits into a 34 megabyte ISO file. Stally stands for Static Linux, with static referring to how all the binaries in a distribution are built statically against the libraries. Any routines in the library required by the binary are copied directly into the binary itself, instead of being linked to a shared copy of the library used by multiple programs. Stally amounts to a kind of proof of concept for breaking from long-standing Linux traditions and avoiding current fashions in Linux. The recently announced Redox OS, a Unix-like OS, written from the ground up in Mozilla's Rust language, is similarly radical. Like Stally, Redox aims to make the resulting experience more secure and to discard, or at least challenge, some of the assumptions about how a Linux distribution must work. Lubuntu-based LXLE 14.04.4 officially released, from Softpedia.com. Dubbed the Posh Paradigm, LXLE 14.04.4 appears to be based on the long-term supported Lubuntu 14.04.4, the LTS, and comes with the latest SeaMonkey 2.4 internet suite that includes web browser, email, and chat components. SeaMonkey is an important part of the user experience offered by the LXLE distro. As reported back when the release candidate build was announced, the distribution received a fresh coat of paint on its user interface. This consists of the smoothing of all the rough edges, new artwork, and a new layout that appears to be easy to use for anyone, based on the LXDE desktop environment. UK launches Robotics and Artificial Intelligence Inquiry, from TechTimes.com. The UK government has initiated an inquiry into robotics and artificial intelligence, given its rising influence and daunting advancement in technology. They intend to determine what impact the rise of AI will have at a holistic level on the workforce and the society in general. Further, the corresponding social, legal, and ethical aspects also need to be scrutinised. This inquiry will be carried out by the House of Commons Science and Technology Committee. The inquiry was particularly launched given the astounding turn of events that robotics are winning over humans in complex games such as Go. Google's DeepMind AlphaGo AI beat South Korean Go champion Lee Sedol in a series of matches. Linus Torvalds announces first Linux kernel 4.6 RC build, introduces OrangeFS, from Softpedia.com. Yes, the merge window for Linux kernel 4.6 is now closed, and Linus Torvalds announced the release and immediate availability for download and testing of the first release candidate milestone. Release highlights of Linux kernel 4.6 RC1 include a new file system called OrangeFS and miscellaneous driver updates, in particular for things like networking, staging drivers, USB, sound, DRM, media, and RDMA. Moreover, there are architecture updates especially for the ARM and ARM64 ones, but also for x86, PowerPC, S390, Extensa, and M68K. Moreover, file systems also received some attention in the first RC build, along with networking stack improvements. Ubuntu-based Dell XPS 13 Developer Edition laptop launches in Europe, from Softpedia.com. Dell launched its highly anticipated XPS 13 Developer Edition laptop earlier this month in the US, as well as the worldwide launch of the Dell Precision line of Ubuntu-based workstations. As of March 31st, Dell is happy to announce that the XPS 13 Developer Edition laptop, which also ships with the Ubuntu operating system pre-installed, is available in countries around Europe, including the UK, Ireland, Germany, Austria, France, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. The Dell XPS 13 Developer Edition laptop, which was made possible as part of Project Sputnik that identified the developer's needs, comes preloaded with Ubuntu 14.04 LTS, which will be upgradable to Ubuntu 16.04 later next month or sometime in May. Remeten LinuxBot combines malware features to target weak credentials. From scmagazine.com. ESET researchers have spotted a new variant of malware, dubbed Remeten, which combines different features from other families of malware and uses a unique method of distribution. The LinuxBot performs telnet scans, which are user commands and an underlying TCP/IP protocol for accessing remote computers, to search for embedded systems including routers, gateways, wireless access points, and potentially Internet of Things or IoT devices that use default or weak credentials, an ESET malware researcher told SC Magazine. Once a vulnerable device is found, Remeten will send a small executable file, dubbed the Remeten Downloader, to the remote device via Telnet to fetch the full Remeten IRC bot malware from the remote command and control server. AV Linux 2016 officially released, a Debian OS optimized for audio production. From Softpedia.com. AV Linux 2016, an operating system for audio production, was released this past weekend, bringing a whole new set of tools and open source software for low latency audio production. On March 26th, the final version of AV Linux was uploaded and made available for download, and it appears that it comes with some of the most popular software projects for audio production, but it's not as extensive out of the box as it was in previous releases of the distribution. Users who install AV Linux 2016 will be pleased to know that the Debian derivative is compatible with the software repositories of KX Studio, another Linux operating system targeted at audio and video production. So, if you can't find your favourite audio-video tools in AV Linux repos, you'll most certainly find them in the KX Studio ones. GNOME 3.2 released, from linuxjournal.com. While the GNOME desktop environment has its fair share of detractors, there are some who appreciate its simplified approach. So, the recent release of the latest version is an eagerly anticipated event. Version 3.2 isn't likely to win back those who jumped ship when 3.0 was released. It isn't a resurrection of the 2.0 branch, but it does bring some new improvements that will be welcome. GNOME 3.2 offers stable support for Wayland. Although it's still early days, reports indicate that it should be stable enough for most day-to-day usage. For those who prefer mature technology, 3.2 will still work under X11. A major part of the release is an updated version of GTK+. GTK+ 3.2 brings a number of improvements that will be felt outside of GNOME, as GTK+ is a cross-platform toolkit used in plenty of applications. This includes other desktop environments such as Cinnamon and Mate. That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org. Or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.